Magnificent Montague. The Magnificent Montague, starring Marty Woolley. To an actor like Edwin Montague, the Magnificent Montague of the Shakespearean Theater, Christmas was just another day backstage. But today, as Uncle Goodhart, hero of an afternoon radio program, Christmas has become a major event, much to his disgust. The Montague apartment is flooded with gifts from his grateful listeners. Lily Boehm, his wife, and Agnes the maid have spent the entire morning trying to break a path through the jam-packed living room. Somewhere in the living room, the phone rings.
Agnes?
Yeah, honey?
Will you please answer the phone?
I'm trying to. I just can't find it.
Did you look behind the totem pole those Eskimos sent him?
I'm behind the totem pole.
Agnes,
oh, wait, here it is, in the dog sled. Hello? Yeah, this is Uncle Goodhart's. American Express? Oh, no, look, we're full up. Hold it for a while, will you? Yeah, hang on to it.
Well, what was that?
A little something for Uncle Goodhart from the Elks in Lindale, Minnesota.
Really? What was it?
An elk.
An elk? Well, the least we can do is send it back with a nice note to that Elk's Lodge.
Say, I got a great idea.
What is it?
Let's keep it and send him back to the Elks.
Oh, Agnes, stop being ridiculous.
Oh, brother. One day with Montague and them Elks, we'll all be odd fellows.
Agnes, won't you try and get along with my husband?
Don't worry about us, honey. We have a perfect understanding. We hate each other.
Agnes, do you know how he feels about it? The Magnificent Montague of the Theater sinking to playing Uncle Goodhart on radio. I thought all these gifts from listeners would get a rise out of him.
Don't give up hope, honey. With that corny dishes out on his program, somebody must send him a time bomb.
Look at all these Christmas cards. How will I ever... Oh, here's a letter for you. Special delivery.
For me? Must be a bite. Let me see. Oh, it's from my sister Helen in Hutchinson, Kansas. Listen to this. Dear Ag, the whole family's down with measles except our son, Junior. We got to get him out of the house, so we're sending him on to you. She kidding?
Well, Agnes, that's wonderful. We've never had a child in our home for Christmas.
Honey, are you out of your mind? A 10-year-old kid in this house with Montague? He's too young to go.
Agnes, I could explain to
him. Nothing doing. It says... He will arrive Friday on the Super Cornhusker, 6:05. 6:05 New York time. Grand Central Station.
Agnes, that's today.
Honey, I'll pack my grip, pick up the kid at the station, take him out to Jersey to Pa and Ma's and spend Christmas there.
Oh, Agnes, Christmas without you. Oh, I think Edwin is up.
Here come the elk, calling its mate.
Agnes, get that dog set away from the front of his door.
Too late.
And a bigger boy.
Edwin, are you all right?
All right? Quite. Outside of the fact my legs are broken, I may never walk again. I'm tip-top.
Oh, Edwin.
Lily, will you please untangle me from this dog harness? Somebody do something.
Mush.
Agnes, if I ever regain the use of my right foot again, I know just where I'm going to put it. Lily, do something.
Now, Edwin, don't act like a babe.
A baby?
Edwin, eat your breakfast.
Lily, I have no appetite. Anyway, I've got to get to the radio station for my broadcast.
Oh, did you look over today's Uncle Goodhart script?
What do you think killed my appetite? All you hear on the radio is jingle bells, jingle bells.
You mean they have Uncle Goodhart involved in Christmas already?
Already? that had me dashing through the snow since April.
Oh, Edwin, everybody loves this season.
I tell you, Liv, if I hear I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, once more I'm going to personally horsewhip Irving Berlin. Where's Agnes?
Oh, she's packing.
Packing? My fondest dreams have come true. She's been drafted.
No, Edwin. She's just leaving for the holidays. She won't be with us.
This Christmas without Agnes. Ah, there is a Santa Claus.
Oh, here she comes to say goodbye. Agnes, the dog sled.
Merry Christmas.
Agnes. Agnes, are you all right?
Oh, my ankle.
Edwin, do something.
Did poor Ilhi Agnes fall down and go boom? Let me see your little footy.
Keep your distance, you monster.
Here, honey, let me lift you. Oh, Edwin, she may be hurt.
She may? A jingle bell.
How can you?
I'm late for my broadcast. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Oh, Uncle Goodheart, how can I ever thank you?
No, Rocco.
You talked to police and let me open up my pool room again. You're tops, Uncle Goodheart.
Oh, Rocco, my boy, now you must work to win back the respect of the families whose kids you let hang around your pool room. Naturally, they're a little peeved. After all, you did teach the little tykes how to steal cars. You encouraged them to rob candy stores. You taught them how to roll drunks. Rocco... Oh, Rocco, parents are funny that way.
Oh, Uncle Goodheart, it was my only way out. I guess I'm just no good.
No. Oh, no, Rocco, no. There's a wide streak of goodness in you if you do what you tell me you're going to do.
Scout's honor, Uncle Goodheart. This Christmas, there's going to be a Christmas tree on a snooker table. And I'm hanging holly on the slot machines. And free pool for the kids all day Christmas.
Oh, Rocco, here are the keys back to your pool room.
Oh, Uncle.
Go out into the sun and life.
So ends another episode of Uncle Goodheart, brought to you by Shalimar Soap. And here is Uncle Goodheart with his thought for the day.
When your Christmas tree sets your house on fire, and no fire trucks answer the bell, when the firemen do come 5 hours late, won't you step up and say, Noel?
Mr. Montague.
Eureka. I did it again without getting ill.
Crackerjack show, Mr. Montague. As our director, wasn't it, Zinzer?
Oh, that was a Lollapalooza, Mr. Montague.
Well, shut up.
Oh, yes, sir.
I suppose we'll see you at the Christmas party.
See me at what party?
Our sponsor, Shalimar Soap, is giving a little celebration. It's just an office party. We roll back the desks, open a few bottles.
Ink, no doubt.
Be good for you to show up, Mr. Montague. The top money men of the company will be there.
Oh, the warden is letting them out for the day.
It's really jolly, Mr. Montague. Mr. Montague. I don't want this to come as a surprise to you, but I promised my kids they could call you up Christmas morning to wish you a...
Zinzer!
Zenzar, should that unfortunate event happen, I can only promise that my Christmas greeting to them will make them old before their time. I assure you their hair will turn white before the receiver falls from their stricken little hand.
Mr. Montague, I don't think you like children.
Give this man $6 and a box of Snickers.
But, Mr. Montague, what is Christmas without children?
Paradise.
We'll be back with the Magnificent Montague in just a moment. Now, here's a word from RCA Victor. Can you imagine what it would cost if for Christmas this year you were to buy your family season tickets to 100 sports events, 100 musical concerts, 1,000 shows? That would be mighty expensive. But there is a simple and inexpensive way to give your family season tickets to all this fine entertainment for this year and the years to come. Give them the finest possible Christmas present. A beautiful new RCA Victor television, radio, and phonograph combination. When you do, you'll be giving ringside orchestra tickets. For RCA Victor, million-proof television is matchless. Its excellence has been proven in over 1 million homes. And for music and radio listening, your family will hear the best through the finest tone system in RCA Victor history, the famous Golden Throat. This Christmas, give your family the surprise of their lives and the fun of a lifetime. Give a handsome RCA Victor million-proof combination. See them tomorrow at your RCA Victor dealers. And now back to the Magnificent Montague. Having aired his tender feelings about children on Christmas, he is on his way home from his broadcast. But Agnes and Lily have problems of their own.
Honey, please, get me a crutch, anything, but I gotta get out of here.
Agnes, you just sit there. The doctor said you cannot stand on that ankle for at least a week.
Oh, no. My nephew Junior's due in at 6:05. What am I gonna do about him?
Agnes, Junior is going to spend the holidays here with us.
Oh, no.
Edwin will be crazy about Junior. And when he sees you're sick, he'll probably try and mother you.
Like one of them animals that devour their young.
Agnes, please. I'll get it. Edwin, I have a wonderful surprise for you.
Hello, Lily. What? Oh, Agnes's leg is broken. Lily, that is a wonderful surprise.
Hello, Mother.
Edwin, don't take your coat off. You have to rush right down to Grand Central Station to meet a train.
Oh, no, Lily. Not your mother. No, it can't be. Why, it's too warm out.
Too warm out?
Yes, she said it would be a cold day before she ever came here again.
No, no, Edwin. Now relax. Agnes's sister is sending her 10-year-old son, Junior, to spend Christmas with us.
Excuse me, I have a fig Newton in the oven.
Agnes, don't get up.
Well, Agnes, so this is your new strategy. You found you couldn't drive me crazy by yourself, so you're calling up reinforcements.
Edwin, I want Junior here for Christmas. Christmases all our lives have been spent in dingy dressing rooms or in strange cities on tour. Just once I want to get a tree and toys and spend Christmas as it's meant to be spent with a child.
Lily, stop that blubbering. You sound like Ma Perkins being dragged behind a truck along the road to life. What is there about Christmas that brings out all this horrible, nauseating...